Hi guys, welcome to the latest Couch with Mary Kovacoa, the podcast that helps you be better at being you one step at a time. As always, I'd love to start by saying a very big thank you to you for your likes, your shares, your comments across all social media platforms. You're helping me spread the words of this podcast further, faster, and for that, I am thankful. So how are you? How was your day? How was your week? I hope you're doing good. I hope you had fun in church. I hope you danced too. I hope you danced. Because for some of you, I'm sure that's the only exercise you've done this week. Don't mind me, I'm just kidding. Me, I'm fine. I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Oh, God is faithful. So, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about attracting what you like. Attracting what you like. So, I read this post by Wale Jana, right? I think that's his name on Instagram. And he was talking about how people desire something, but at the same time, dishonor what they desire. Yes. You know, you cannot attract something you like by dishonoring it. You cannot attract something you like by bad mouthing it. You cannot attract something you like by looking down on it. No, you cannot. You cannot. You remember those days in school when you always want to have an A and then you're always bad mouth? Is it possible for you to be bad mouthing the A? Like, you want to have A in all your cousins and at the same time, like, waiting. Now, A person go chop. You know already that once you start that whole A is not important to you. You know that you're not going to get the A. They're like, A, what is A? I beg. It's not important. A person if you just get C, yes. Even if that pass, let my people go. I go manage. There's no how you can have A. Even if in your mind you're saying, ah, I like A. Oh, I want to like distinction. Everybody like her. Now, me, I like herself. But, hi, my international audience. Sorry. Oh my God, how do I interpret all that? What I'm trying to say is, you know, people like distinction. You know, I like distinction. Who doesn't like distinction? You know, even if, I don't know what I said earlier, but I'm sure you'd understand it. What am I trying to say? Once you despise something, once you badmouth something, once you dishonor something, once you discredit something or someone, there's no how you can attract that. There's no how you can have that in your life. Why? Because the law of attraction is first of all already broken. I'll give you an example. I know a lady who wants to get married. You know, but every guy that comes around her or any guy she sees, she has an issue with the guy, especially if the guy is her spec. How do I explain it? If she sees a guy who is tall, dark and handsome, you know, doing well and all that with another lady, she starts bad-mouthing the guy. Who knows what this one is, Yahoo guy? Who knows if this one is fraud? Who knows if he's decent, you know? He's working with her, but I'm sure he has up to 5 for that girlfriend. She just bad-mouthing. If a car should pass, and my God bless the owner of that car. Maybe he zooms off with high speed by her side. Should look at the car, insult the car, insult the driver of the car, and insult whoever is associated with him. You know, I had the opportunity of spending time with her, you know. And I was listening to her conversations on the call, you know. Any guy that picks her call, she's always so rude, you know. Saying, ah, I'm sure you've left me, I'm sure you've gone to meet someone else, this one, that one. Or if she sees a girl who just got married on Facebook, wahala. This one has gotten married soon. See who she even married. The guy is not, like, she just spends time bad mouthing. And then I told her point blank, I was like, hey, see, you cannot, your problem is your mouth. So you cannot have a husband, you can't have a good house, you can't have a good car because you keep despising those same things you want in other people's lives. If you want something in your life, you honor it. If you want a good car, when you see good cars on the road, you honor it. If you want good clothes, when you see people wearing good clothes, you honor them. You go and meet them and tell them, oh my God, your dress is beautiful. You look amazing. Where did you get your dress from? It's beautiful. That in itself is honor. You don't have to go, I don't know whether she borrowed the clothes. No, now, why? What, even if she borrowed it, what's your business? But you like it. If you had an opportunity to borrow, you would also borrow it, wouldn't you? But because it's not on your body, you have an issue with it. What is it with people and not being able to celebrate goodness or greatness in the life of other people? Why? If you're on that table, please stand up. Just leave the table. Look for another table and sit on. Learn to be happy with the growth of people. Learn to be happy with the successes of people. If you see a guy you like that is already married to that person, even if it is your friend, be happy genuinely from the depths of your heart. From the depths of your heart, be happy. Wish them well. Respect the guy. You don't always have to give him, whenever it comes around, you give him attitude. But in your mind, inside, you wish you are the one he toasted. You wish you are the one he married. But because since it's not you, whenever you see him around, you are him. Or they give someone a promotion in the office, and then because you wanted the position or something, you start keeping Christian malice with the girl or with the guy. You know, looking down the person, and then you now start bad mouthing your boss. No, now be honorable in everything you do. If you want to attract what you want, you have to learn to respect it, you have to learn to honor it, and you have to learn to desire it genuinely. You don't need to mask your desires. You want a man that is tall, handsome, spending money anyhow. You don't need to mask it. That is what you want. Ah, babe, I like your husband. You are lucky you have this kind of man. I pray for this kind of man in my life. Without any form of resentment or hatred or strife or envy or jealousy, you are just genuinely happy for people. And then you now desire the things they have in their lives. Genuinely. Genuinely, you just desire. It's not bad. See, I see cars. I enter people's cars and I'm like this in me, Lord. Like this in me, Lord. Sometimes I just talk to my mentors. I'm like, I want to be like you when I grow up. You know, the other day I was with my mentor and she was showing me something she just got for herself. I was like, I'd like to get this smile. Few months after. This was like last week. I was with her like, say, almost a year ago. And I was with her. Then last week I got into a shop and I was able to buy those things, you know, months after. And then I sent her a picture and I was like, hey, mama, I got it. You know, I saw it. I wasn't envious. I wasn't like, what is she wearing? And then you have to know that these things that people have, that they worked for, that they sold for it, they spent time building it. You don't just see it and curse it or abuse it with your mouth and then you want the same thing. No. Imagine you, someone wants to be like you, someone wants to have the achievements you've had, and then the person is always insulting you. Do you think you'd want the person to climb the ladder you've climbed? Of course you would not. So those things you like, honor it. It doesn't take you anything to be genuinely happy and genuinely happy for people and to genuinely desire something. It's not a bad thing to genuinely desire something you see in people's lives. I don't know. Don't make it an issue. It's not a big deal to walk up to somebody and say, oh my God, where did you get your shoes? I like your shoes and I hope that someday I'll be able to get them. Yeah, it's nothing bad. To attract what you want, you have to learn to honor it. Sow your seeds. You know, that post, the guy was like, you can sow your seeds. Yes, you can go, you know, you can sow a seed of time. You can sow a seed of money. I'm sure you've heard this on my podcast various times. When people say sow seeds, it must not only be money. Honor is a seed. Honor. Honoring people is a seed. You see a guy that you like, he's already married, or you see a guy that you want your husband to be like or your boyfriend to be like in the next 5 years, you honor the man, you honor his wife. You don't see his wife and your ideal man and yet you still want that grace upon your life. How about now? Learn to honor. Learn to respect. Learn to appreciate those things you want in your life. Learn to, when you see them in the lives of other people, appreciate it. Look forward to it. When you see, you say, oh God, like this in me, Lord, like this in me. I want this in my life. I want this in my academics. I want this in my business. I want this in my home. I want this kind of testimonies. Yes, I've been there too. You know, there was a point in my life where I was like, is it only this God? When will I have my own mind-blowing testimonies? Are they the only ones that are always testifying? Are they the only one that are always having this money? Are they the only? And then I just realized I was building up hate. Yes, so your girl like this was building up hate and distrust, and you know, I'll see people and I'm like, I did the only ones. But in my, when I'm looking at them, I'm smiling by my mind. I had to start pruning myself by the help of the Holy Ghost. When I find myself in those situations, honestly, I pray. Immediately I catch myself, I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me with this attitude. Help me with this. Yeah. So in order to attract what you want, you have to learn to genuinely honor it. You have to learn to genuinely appreciate it in the lives of others. You have to genuinely learn to be happy for people who have those things you want in their lives. You have to learn to be happy for them. You have to. That is how you attract those things into your life. Be humble, serve, you know, just do what's best and let those blessings come your way. Don't speak against those blessings you want. Don't use your mouth to speak against it. No. If you desire it, honor it, respect it, appreciate it. Before you know it, it's going to be yours. I love you always. And until this time next Sunday, stay safe.